Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released its monthly jobs report last Friday. Again, the news was terrible. And once again, gold and silver prices were suppressed at least for a while to try to keep investors from exiting stocks for the safety of precious metals. The U3 definition of unemployment, the most widely reported statistic, rose from October's level. However, the BLS U6 definition of unemployment counts more unemployed people, such as those available for full-time work who have not recently searched for a job, people working part-time but looking for long-term full-time employment, and others. This unemployment rate came in at 17%. Even this lofty figure does not reveal the unemployment rate calculated by the same methodology that the BLS used during the Clinton administration. John Williams at ShadowStats.com analyzed the BLS report using the U.S. government methodology of the 1990s and computed the current unemployment rate to be about 23%. That isn't the only distortion in the jobs report. The BLS adjusts its statistics by a birth-death model. The BLS surveys employers and employees to ascertain how many people are working or unemployed. Then the number of jobs is padded by assuming that even more people are working because the U.S. population is growing. Population growth is already reflected in the original survey, so this adjustment double counts some job creation. Even the BLS acknowledges that this adjustment overstates employment. Every February, a catch-up adjustment is made to back out this fictitious fudge factor. From February through October this year, the BLS added 921,000 jobs for the birth-death adjustment. The November adjustment subtracted 8,000 jobs. That is probably the main reason the November's jobs report looks so dismal. So, what does the jobs report have to do with the prices of gold and silver? Plenty. A poor jobs report shows that the overall U.S. economy is doing poorly. That could spur investors to sell stocks to put their money into alternatives like gold and silver. Such a move would further hurt the value of the U.S. dollar. This would inevitably lead to a higher interest cost for U.S. government debts. To prevent a move out of stocks and into gold and silver, the U.S. government has an incentive to hold down the price of metals as the jobs report comes out. For the past 4.5 years, gold and silver prices have been clobbered almost every time just before the newest job report was released. Then there was usually a continuing effort to hold down precious metal prices. Last Thursday afternoon, right on schedule, precious metals prices suddenly declined for no apparent reason. This was another perfect example of the suppression of gold and silver prices by the U.S. government, its trading partners, and allies. After the release of the jobs report last Friday morning, however, further price suppression efforts failed. Silver quickly jumped almost 3%, and gold set another all-time record high. Prices continued to rise early this week. If you do an internet search for Patrick A. Heller, you will find a number of my recent articles that detail reasons why I expect much higher gold and silver prices in the coming months. That's it for today. Tune in next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.